Here's a check on stories we're following today on Robin Hood Radio.
A 95-year-old local woman was in critical condition yesterday after her car collided with a truck along Route 44. According to state police, Ann Noble was driving westbound on Millerton Road at about 9 in the morning when her vehicle collided with a truck close to the intersection of Route 44 and State Line Road near the New York line. Noble was taken to Sherrod Hospital by Salisbury Ambulance, then flown by Linestar helicopter to Hartford Hospital, where she was listed in critical condition. The driver of the truck and the passenger in the truck both refused medical treatment. Police say they have not yet determined which vehicle crossed into oncoming traffic. A nonprofit organization that sells services to local school districts is trying to buy three Torrington properties. Litchfield-based Ed Advance, which provides services from special ed to school lunch, has offered $250,000 for the former University of Connecticut Torrington campus building. The organization is also in negotiations to purchase the St. Peter St. Francis School building on East Main Street and the St. Mary Church and School buildings on Pulaski Street. Paul Connery, an Archdiocese of Hartford employee who helps local parishes buy and sell properties, said Ed Advance has made initial offers on both those properties.
Northwest Corner Triad, a not-for-profit organization for seniors, invites you to a free lunch and lecture from 11 to 1:30 at the Betterment Center on Daisy Hill Road. End-of-life planning is the subject. Reservations are suggested and can be made by contacting Tara at 860-453-3130 during business hours. The Stattsburg State Historic Site, known as Mills Mansion, announced it will open its doors for the season on April 19th. Tours will be offered every Thursday through Sunday from 11 till 5. A blood drive will be held on Friday from noon till 5 at the Weebatuck High School. Make an appointment to donate blood at redcrossblood.org or by calling 800-733-2767. April 20th and 21st in Copaic, it's the Copaic Auction 27th Annual Antique and Classic Bicycle Auction in Swap Meet. Swap Meet starts at 6 a.m. on Friday. The auction begins at 9 a.m. Saturday. It'll again feature annual ride as well as a guest lecture. In honor of Dark Skies Week and Earth Day, the Bushnell Sage Library is presenting a movie, The City Dark, A Search for Night on a Planet That Never Sleeps. That'll be held at the Bushnell Sage Library on Friday evening at 7 p.m. in Sheffield. The Cornwall social season begins with Art at the Dump April 21st and 22nd in the sand shed at the transfer station on Route 4. A special section has been set aside this year for art made by children, grades K through 12. Previews of some of this year's entries have been posted on Facebook at Art at the Dump 2018. For more information, 860-672-6639. There'll be a roadside cleanup in Sharon on Saturday the 21st. Volunteers should meet at the Sharon Library at 10 a.m. Gloves, vests, and bags will be provided. The cleanup is sponsored by the Sharon Energy and Environment Commission. April 21st, Kinderhook Building, a Food Smart Community unique celebration on Earth Day weekend, a family-friendly celebration of food and environmental sustainability, including speakers, panels, info tents, cooking demos, question and answer sessions, and more. The keynote speaker is Mark Lowry, a 30-year veteran of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. It'll be held at the Van Buren Hall from 10 until 2:30. Blue Rider Stables will hold their Spring Fling Scavenger Hunt on Saturday from 11 to 1, rain or shine. Admission is free, also available for purchase, refreshments, pony rides, and a hay bay maze. Blue Rider Stables, 15 Farm Lane in South Egremont, 413-528-5299 or bluerider.org. The 21st Germantown Claremont State Historic Site, the Chancellor's Sheep and Wool Showcase, including shearing, spinning, weaving demos, an exhibit of various sheep breeds and other wool-bearing animals, wool artisans and shops and music, 18th century reenactors and more. It runs from 11 till 4. The Northeast Community Center Millerton Earth Day celebration. The schedule is as follows. On Saturday, the 21st at 11 a.m. at the Northeast Community Center, volunteers gather to join village cleanup segments by teams. You can register and volunteer at 12 to 2 Irondale Schoolhouse on 2 Main Street in Anderson. A proposed new solar lows for the Northeast, and also Chris Kennison Northeast Climate Smart Community Initiative from 2 to 4 Northeast Community Center on South Center Street on the back deck. A potluck barbecue for all volunteers on Sunday. at 11 a.m., the Movie House on Main Street, Filmworks Forum award-winning documentary Chasing Coral, followed by a discussion and question and answer. The event is free and open to the public. The 21st in Rhinebeck, Wilderstein Daffodil Tea. Celebrate spring and enjoy an afternoon of fine tea and an assortment of homemade delectables at 1 p.m. Meanwhile, in Pine Plains, a free lecture on fresh-cut flowers will take place on Saturday at 1:30 at the Pine Plains Community Room over the library. And a penny social at the Stanford Grange will take place at the Stanford Grange Hall at 5:30. Begins with calling at 7 p.m. A wine and beer tasting sponsored by St. Martin Tours Parish, Norfolk, North Canaan, and Salisbury will be held on Saturday, 5:30 till 8 p.m. at the Canaan Country Club. Tickets can be purchased until Thursday, April 19th. They'll also be available at the door on the 21st. Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary First Sunday Breakfast will be April 22nd from 8 to 11 at the Wasaic Firehouse. April 22nd, Chat and Brunch for Habitat Brunch to support the Columbia County Habitat for Humanity with Christopher Rothko, son of artist Mark Rothko, who will discuss his father's artwork, Society of New Concord Meeting House, at 11:30. The Armenia Historical Society is sponsoring a presentation on World War I at Armenia on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Armenia Town Hall. The day will also include Armenia Field Day and a Major Joel Spingarden celebration. For more information, armeniahs.org. On Sunday, the Roelof Janssen Historical Society will host an illustrated presentation with David Gallagher, an expert in American furniture, past president of the Appraisers Association of America, and has frequently appeared on the PBS television series Antique Roadshow. This will be held, of course, at the Roelof Janssen Museum in Copaic Falls. Gospel Fest 2018, presented by and hosted at the Hotchkiss School by the Hotchkiss School Gospel Choir, will be held Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Elfers Hall, Esther Eastern Music Center. Suggested donation of $10 will benefit Habitat for Humanity. More information at hotchkiss.org/arts. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 38.56 to 24,748.07. The Nasdaq starts off today at 7295.24 and the S&P 500 at 2708.64. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.